It's time for our Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Hornets head football coach Jeff McGlathery. Copan falling to 0-7 after a loss at Regent Prep 47-6 this past week. And Coach McGlathery coming off a forfeit to Blue Jacket. I know that you would have liked to have gotten a win, but Regent Prep, a very good team, and I'm sure just nice to get back on the field and compete again.
Oh, absolutely. That's, you know, the week before we had some unforeseen circumstances come up and had to forfeit the game to Blue Jacket. So it was nice just to be able to get on the field and play. And I know the score's not very indicative of it, but I felt like overall our effort was a little better, maybe better than it's been most of the season. We gave up some big plays. Well, obviously, they scored 47 points. We gave up a lot of big plays. But that's how they scored. I mean, they didn't sustain very many drives. We bit on some fakes and left some guys wide open, and they took advantage of it. They're a good ball club. They're going to do that. But overall, I felt like our effort was a little better. So we're getting here towards the end of the season. The top tier of our district is some of the best teams in our class in the state, and the bottom part of the district is kind of where we fit in, and that's what we're hitting now. So we feel like these last three ball games we may be able to compete and play teams that are a little more on our level maybe.
Yeah, Regent Prep improves to 5-2 with that victory over Copan last week. And now something's going to give this weekend, Coach, a 7 o'clock kickoff or 7:30 kickoff on Thursday, at your place. It's in Copan as the Hornets host Medford, another 0-7 team. So someone's going to pick up their first victory on Thursday.
Absolutely. And it is scheduled for a 7:30 kickoff. We did move it up. Medford was actually on fall break this past week, and so they asked if we could move it up. 30 minutes doesn't move it up much, but it does move it up a little bit for them to get back, and they've got to get up and go to school on Friday. But, yeah, we're both, sitting here, zero wins, and that's I was talking to Mike, Coach Thompson, towards the end of last week, and we were both kind of chuckling about it. You know, one of us is going to get a win this week, and we're both in the same shape. He's got 10 or 11 kids out. We suited 11 Friday night, and so we're real similar. We're both battling injuries and numbers, and that's why I say, you know, we're getting here to the bottom part of our district and teams that are real similar to us, teams that we feel like we can compete with, and hopefully nothing against Coach Thompson and his kids at Medford, but hopefully when Thursday night's over, Copan finally has a mark in the W column.
Copan head football coach Jeff McGlathery. As Coach McGlathery said, it's a 7 o'clock kickoff up in Copan as the Windless Hornets host a Windless Medford team as well. Coach McGlathery, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Thursday evening.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.